Our last guest first came to Mountain Stage back in 1986. Since then, we've watched her grow up and become famous. She's watched us grow old. She has a wonderful new album. It's one that she's wanted to make for a long time, but the inspiration finally came to her after the Sago mine disaster. It's all songs that have to do with coal and coal mining and coal miners and the coal field part of Appalachia. As folks know here in Kentucky, in eastern Kentucky, and all over the state of West Virginia, coal has always been a mixed blessing since it first fueled the steam engines. The Industrial Revolution has brought jobs, it's brought power, it's brought wealth to some, and it's brought controversy in many times. Everywhere that coal has been, from Wales to Nova Scotia to the heart of Appalachia, there have been some great songs written. Bells of Rimini, Spring Hill Mine Disaster, 16 Tons, John Prine's Paradise, Gene Ritchie's West Virginia Mine Disaster. And Kathy Mattea has put some of these together. None of those, but a whole collection of wonderful songs by people like Merle Travis and Hazel Dickens, Billy Ed Wheeler, Daryl Scott. The new record is called simply Coal, and she's brought some of her own friends to play with her tonight. Marty Stewart produced the record. He plays on it along with Patty Loveless and Tim and Molly O'Brien. We're proud that she's decided to come to Mountain Stage to debut it nationally. Would you please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, West Virginia's own Kathy Mattea.
Thank you. Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you, thank you. What a night, huh? What a night at the Paramount. I mean, I feel like I've been through the history of music tonight. I have to tell you, it's an honor just to stand. I'm telling you, it was worth the drive up here just to listen to the rest of the show, you know? Not to mention the fact that this afternoon, you know, I'm sitting up in the dressing room and people are rehearsing all over and I get to sort of hear everything kind of wafting through, and it's wonderful. Well, we thought we'd start with something kind of close to home for all y'all. My brother Mike lived in Ohio for a long time, and he called his house a West Virginia embassy on Ohio soil. So I thought I'd start by singing something from Eastern Kentucky. This is the family history of our friend Daryl Scott. In the deep, dark hills of Eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you'll never leave Harlan alive. Oh, my granddad's dad crossed the Cumberland Mountains, where he took a pretty said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler? Oh, we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you feel drinking, you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast arrived. He was waving $100 bills and said, I'll pay you for your minerals. But he never left Harlan alive. Oh,
Grandma sold out cheap, and they moved out west of Pikeville to a farm where Big Richland River winds. Oh, I bet they danced them a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive? But the times got hard, and tobacco wasn't selling, and old granddad knew what he'd do to survive. So he went and dug for Harlan coal, and sent the money back to Granny. But he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking. You spend your life just thinking of how to get away. The sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking. You spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
Okay, so I had to, you know, I wanted to start with something from Kentucky, but then I thought, well, I don't want all the West Virginians to be ticked at me, so moving right along. Actually, it's been an interesting thing, because living with all of these songs, I find that there is this thing that Eastern Kentucky and Western West Virginia and the Western part of Virginia all have in common, that sort of is probably more of a state than these parts are with the other parts of, do you know what I'm saying? And this is my stomping grounds. You know, when I hit Ashland on the way home, I know I've only got about an hour to go. And so this is like sort of when I hit the oil refineries, I know that I'm close. So Tim and Molly sang on this song, and since Tim was here, I just thought it'd be great if he'd come out and sing with us. And this is a song Utah Phillips wrote years ago, and Hazel and Alice wrote a last verse for it, which tied it up beautifully, and I'm going to try to at least do them honor, if not justice. Oh, the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary, I cannot linger here. They'll keep me and never let me go. My daddy said, don't ever be a miner. Oh,
is all you'll ever owe. Well, there's hard times everywhere. I can't find a dime to spare. These are the worst times I've ever known. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. So I'll move away into some crowded city, in some northern factory town, you'll find me there. Though I'll leave the past behind, I'll never change my mind. These hard times are more than I can bear. But the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. Someday I'll go back to West Virginia, to those green rolling hills I love so well. Or someday I'll go home and I know I'll right the wrong. These hard times will follow me no more. For the green rolling hills of West Virginia are the nearest thing to heaven that I know. Though the times are sad and dreary and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go. Though the times are sad and dreary and I cannot linger here, they'll keep me and never let me go.
Sometimes I pretend that Tim is my brother, and that's what it would be like if I could sing Family Harmony, but don't tell him that. Well, this is, I have to tell y'all, I went down in a coal mine and spent half a day last Thursday mining coal. I mined about 200 tons of coal in about 5 minutes with a longwall miner, and it was an amazing experience. They let me run a continuous mining machine, too, and I learned a lot about what it's like under there and what it smells like, what it feels like, and what the coal looks like when it shears off the wall and what holds the roof up, thank God. And it was just, you know, it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And both my grandfathers were coal miners, and my mom worked at the United Mine Workers when she was young. And this next song is a Billy Ed Wheeler song. And when we were going down, we met a couple of guys that volunteer on the mine rescue teams. And these guys are amazing. You know, when everybody else is coming out of the coal mines, they're the ones that are going in. Doesn't matter if it's their mine. Doesn't matter if things were done right or wrong or what caused the accident. They just go in to help. And it was just an amazing thing. So this is a song that was written in the early 60s and unfortunately is all too relevant here in recent years. Thank you.
singing with all his heart and soul. He's got a blood red spot on his wing, and all the rest of him's black as coal. Red and black are the ones I dread. Oh, when a man spills blood on the coal, they carry him down from the coal mines dead.
Tell you who they are. Over here on acoustic guitar from Santa Barbara, California, been playing with me almost 20 years and is all over the record and helped us arrange a lot of these songs. This is Bill Cooley here. On bass guitar and vocals, he's from Nashville, Tennessee. You don't find that very often. Son of a legendary fiddle player, Buddy Spiker. Amazing musician in his own right. It's just been a thrill to have him out with us. This is David Spiker. And down on the end on fiddle and mandolin and vocals from County Donegal in Ireland, this is Eamon O'Rourke. Well, this record has taught me so much, and I feel like I'm just learning a whole new layer of what it means to be a singer. It's an honor to tell somebody else's story and to tell the story of my family, my people, my sense of place, and so much history is wrapped up in these songs. And this next song is one that Hazel Dickens wrote about her brother in 1973, and I had a rite of passage a couple weeks ago. I was playing a show, and Hazel showed up in the third row, and it was time to do this song, and I thought, this is the moment you grow up as a singer. But I feel like I've learned so much from singing this song, and I'm just scratching the surface. All right, one more time. He's had more hard luck than most men could stand. The mines was his first love, but never his friend. He's lived a hard life, and hard he'll die.
Black lungs done got him, his time is nigh. Black lung, oh, you're just biding your time. Soon all of this suffering I'll leave behind. But I can't help but wonder what God had in mind to send such a devil to claim this soul of mine. He went to the boss man, but he closed the door. Well, it seems you're not wanted when you're sick and you're poor. You ain't even covered in their medical plans, and your life depends on the favors of man. Down in the poorhouse on starvation's plan, where pride is a stranger and doomed is a man, his soul full of coal dust till his body's decayed, and everyone but black lungs done turned him away. Black lung, oh, your hands I see cold. As you reach for my life and you torture my soul, cold as that water hole down in that dark cave where I spent my life's blood digging my own grave. Down at the graveyard, the boss man came with his little bunch of flowers. Dear God, what a shame. Take back those flowers. Don't you sing no sad songs. The die has been cast now. A good man is gone. He's had more hard luck than most men could stand. The mines was his first love, but never his friend. He's lived a hard life, and hard he'll die. Black lungs done got him, his time is nigh.
The name of the album is Coal on Captain Potato, 30 Tigers. Kathy Mattea doing the singing right there of a lot of great songs about the world of coal and coal miners in the coal fields, West Virginia and Eastern Kentucky. Kathy Mattea.